This is Laura Quiñones from UN News. The second UN High-Level Conference on South-South Cooperation, BAPA Plus 40, continues here in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where many UN agencies are advocating for stronger alliances in order to reach the Sustainable Development Goals in 2030. One of those agencies is the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, which invests in rural people, empowering them to increase their food security, improve the nutrition of their families, and increase their incomes. To talk about this need to harness the power of exchanges between countries in the Global South to address those issues, I have with me today the Vice President of IFAD, Cornelia Richter. Thank you for being here with us. Why is South-South cooperation important to reduce poverty and hunger and promote rural development?
Well, first, I think we have to acknowledge that South-South cooperation has become a major aid modality in the last decades. And I think this also reflects the particular demand of countries from the South to learn from each other. There is a natural congruity with regard to similar problems when it comes to climate change, when it comes to transboundary actions for certain public goods, and when it comes to reaching the SDGs. And I think in this regard, it has become very important that South-South cooperation is part and parcel of the overall aid modalities, and with regard to fighting poverty and hunger, it is one of the platforms where we exchange also new modalities, innovations, and we see a very heavy demand coming up nowadays.
Why should leaders in the Global South invest in agriculture and rural development?
Well, the figures nowadays tell us an alarming truth. We have 11 years left to reach the SDGs, and with regard to fighting hunger and malnutrition, we see that still 821 million people are suffering from hunger and malnutrition. So I think we have to address this mere fact, and we have to ensure that we find the right solutions. And it's a race against time. And nowadays, with so many innovations in terms of digital agriculture, we have to ensure that these countries get the best solutions and get the most appropriate solutions in order to their contexts with which they can tackle these problems.
Are there any successful South-South experiences in this area that you can share with us?
Oh, there are a lot of examples in this regard. For example, my organization, IFAD, is organizing learning journeys for different countries who have similar problems, as for example in the Caribbean when it comes to dealing with climate change, or when it comes to dealing with new irrigational systems. These are issues which we are promoting. There is much more to it. We are trying to customize our approaches also together with our partner countries, and making sure that not IFAD comes up with proposals, but the real demand by our countries, by our member states, is met. And in this regard, we have also launched together with the Chinese government a particular facility which gives ample opportunities in future to have more examples for South-South cooperation. And we can cover almost all areas which are relevant for increasing agricultural productivity, finding the appropriate ways for additional employment opportunity, particularly for rural youth, and also for empowering women.
What is IFAD's main message in BAPA Plus 40?
Well, first of all, we would like to raise the awareness for the South-South cooperation as an upcoming and even more significant aid modality, which deserves even more attention and more resources. And in order to mobilize more resources, I think we also have to create a kind of platform with more evidence. At the moment, we have to admit that we have more anecdotal evidence about the impact. And we've learned in all other areas of development cooperation that impact is key in order to mobilize and to convince also donors to contribute to this issue. We see also the opportunity that also other IFIs, not only IFAD, but also development banks and also World Bank, can join in order to enlarge the platforms for knowledge sharing. And another important factor for us is that we have to invest in new methodologies in order to learn more about, and that we do have to involve the private sector also for sharing this know-how with us.
How do you see the future of South-South cooperation?
I think it will become a more significant aid modality in future, because we see the request and the particular demand in order to learn from appropriate innovations. So I raised the same question also to the head of the secretariat, and definitely we are going to see with all these investments which are given also from countries from the south to this particular aid modality, that this feature will increase. And I think it's the right way forward, because these countries have to share a lot of knowledge, and not only solutions from this from the north are the most appropriate solutions, but very often solutions which were developed in neighboring countries can offer even more appropriate solutions.
From Buenos Aires, Argentina, Laura Quiñones, UN News.